says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Indeed we can. Hey, all you surviving country folk out there. This is your fellow country folk, James Kelso, up in northern North Dakota, here on a beautiful Monday, May 6th, 2024. And let's see what sort of good news we have today in the MAGA rally, Make America Great Again movement. And, you know, behooves us to step back and just kind of look at the obvious wonderful things that we have every day that we wake up, that we've got our leader in place, and his lead is growing. He's a leading leader, and it's just remarkable. That, you know, think of the ordeal that Donald Trump has been through. Think of the ordeal that you have been through and are going through now. And yet we're still here. This is not what Joe Scarborough and, you know, my favorite boy and girl couple, and Mika Brzezinski, this is not what they expected. Oh, think of another lovely couple, Peter Strzok and Lisa Page. Did I remember those names aright? two sets of lovebirds sitting in a tree. K-I-S-S-I-N-G. Well, they thought Trump would be destroyed. They thought their backup plan would work. And nothing's coming out right. Can you imagine what it's like in the Scarborough and Brzezinski homes, or the, I don't know if Peter Strzok is living with Lisa Page now, or if he's living with his actual wife. I don't know that, you know, if Peter Strzok and Lisa Page were personalities on the right, we'd all know every detail, their private lives, but we don't know a thing about them. It's all in the memory hole. It's all covered up and protected by the great cover up. You know, the media, the lying fake news media has two fundamental jobs. First is to make fake news about us. And then the second is to cover up real news. Make up the fake news and then cover up what's actually happening. So they report fairy tales and then they don't report what's really happening. And that's what they've been doing for all of our lives. Some of us caught on to it earlier than others, but a great plurality or majority of us did not catch on until Donald Trump bared it to the daylight. All right. So, here's a report from I just saw this, so I'm going to read it. This is from NTD Television. Now you ask, who is NTD Television? Well, and what does NTD stand for? Pray tell. Well, it stands for New Tang Dynasty, and that is Tang as in Chinese civilization, not as in a bogus beverage. And what they're saying with the new Tang Dynasty, they're harking back to a great era in Chinese history, the Tang Dynasty, And they are these Chinese here in America who they are putting out the Epoch Times, which I get once a week. What a newspaper. Clearly the best newspaper in the world. Nothing else comes close. Everything else is a fish wrap compared to the Epoch Times. They're putting that paper out, but they're also putting out a great website, from which I'm going to read to you in a moment, and a TV channel, NTD, New Tang Dynasty. All right. But we can just think of it. You don't have to remember New Tang Dynasty. Just think of it as a three-letter name like CBS or NBC or ABC or CNN. Here's what they posted an hour ago. In former President Donald Trump's so-called hush money trial on Monday, Justice Juan Merchan ruled that President Trump had violated his gag order for a 10th time. Oh, clutch your pearls. For a 10th time, and fined him $1,000. You naughty, naughty boy, Donald Trump. I'm surprised they're calling him Justice Juan Merchan. I don't know why they don't call him Judge. Maybe that's all he is a justice. Just a $1,000 fine. No, wash your mouth out with soap. The judge threatened the former president with jail time for future violations. Let me see. Here's a video. Let's see if it's.
This hour, top story tonight. Trump threatened with jail over gag order violations. After 2 weeks of testimony about affairs and payoffs, the Trump criminal trial in New York today turns to testimony about the actual charges in this case, the financial records. Arlene Richards has the latest. Israel now striking Hamas terrorists in Rafah after telling civilians to leave, what President Biden tells the Israeli leader, and how the White House...
Okay, now what you were listening to there is the NTD TV program. So that's where we picked up that little bit of news. Now let's see what the president is posting. The president just posted today, his most recent post, 6 hours ago, he reposted Ronnie Jackson. Most of you know who Ronnie Jackson is. He is a congressman from Texas. He was an admiral in the U.S. Navy. He was the White House physician to both Obama and Trump and Bush. He examined all three. And he started out with the admiral job in the Navy. Then he went to White House physician, the doctor to the president. And then he graduated where he took on the congressional job. I don't know, going from admiral in the Navy to congressman is graduation. But he is wonderful. He is incredible. And here's what he said. He posted today, and Donald Trump reposted it. Thank you, Donald Trump, for hosting my birthday party fundraiser at Mar-a-Lago. Now, that's something, folks. You get your birthday party and fundraiser at Mar-a-Lago. And you know, this Donald Trump, this is gratitude on his part. Ronnie Jackson's going to win. He doesn't need Donald Trump to secure his victory. This is gratitude from the president to a great White House physician and a great patriot. Fundraiser at Mar-a-Lago, and for your overwhelming hospitality and generosity to me and my family. It was a huge success, and I was honored you took time out of your busy schedule to speak to my friends and family. Everyone loved seeing you and loved what you had to say. And then here's a picture of Ronnie Jackson with the president. and people waving Make America Great Again hats. All right, so that just happened. How old is Ronnie Jackson? I don't know. We may look it up.
Formula One Miami Grand Prix, Trump waved to the crowd and stopped by the McLaren garage. He was at the Formula One race down in Miami, at the Miami Grand Prix. The crowd was crazy, chanting USA, USA, as he was waving to the crowd.
The people that support Donald Trump are more passionate than the people, the 40% of the country that support Joe Biden. Trump's warm, very warm welcome at the Miami Grand Prix.
That kind of reception shows that President Trump is not only welcome here in Florida, but he's probably won't welcome around the world.
His driver that he talked to last ended up winning the race.
Norris, Trump, Verstappen.
The driver he talked to last ended up winning the race. Wow. So Donald Trump was at a Formula One race in Miami. And wow. I mean, you know, not a scheduled event. You know, there's probably 100,000 people at whatever the Miami Speedway is, whatever their course is. And Donald Trump just walks out on the track. The crowd is going wild. USA, Trump, Trump, Trump. There are no boos. There are no wokesters. These are real Americans. Real Americans go to Formula One races and watch them burn up that gasoline, that evil gasoline. Oh, my God. Might even be souped up gasoline with who knows what else is in there. And but the president can, he doesn't need to schedule an event or have PR people, you know, juice it up. He doesn't need publicity. He just gets out of his limo at any huge event of real Americans and they go wild. Show up at any construction site of union workers, they go wild. Show up at any barista. Not barista. What's that? That's the person that works there. That's AOC. She's the barista, but what's that? A bodega. Yes, show up at any bodega in New York, and the people go wild. All right. Let's go back. I'm just going to see if there's some more audio from this. He's just walking around the pits and talking to the drivers. They're all beaming. That was it.
Ah, yes, a hero's welcome for the former president at the Formula One Miami Grand Prix. Trump waved to the crowd and stopped by the McLaren garage. He was at the Formula One race down in Miami at the Miami Grand Prix. The crowd was crazy, chanting USA, USA, as he was waving to the crowd.
The people that support Donald Trump are more passionate than the people, the 40% of the country that support Joe Biden. Trump's warm, very warm welcome at the Miami Grand Prix.
That kind of reception shows that President Trump is not only welcome here in Florida, but he probably won't welcome around the world.
His driver that he talked to last ended up winning the race.
Oh, yeah. All right. So that happened out of the blue. All right, let's see what he's got next. Okay, here's a new poll that apparently is bad news for Joe Biden. And, you know, part of the good news, part of the thing, you know, not to take for granted, you know, count your blessings. Not only do we wake up with Donald Trump as our champion every morning, we wake up with Joe Biden opposing us in the lists. Joe Biden is still on his charger, and he's still holding his lance. And so this is the guy we want to face in the tournament. So he hasn't been unhorsed. He hasn't been replaced. They haven't come out with a fake out. I don't think Joe Biden's cooperating with these people. I think he really, really wants to run. And he doesn't give a rat's ass what Barack Obama or anybody else. I'm sure they're all telling him to bow out, Joe. And of course, they're patting him on the back, and they're lying through their, you know, lying faces. You know, oh, you did a great job, Joe. You'll be remembered. He'll be remembered, all right. He'll be hated for all of time, and the Biden family Biden crime family. Hated. But he wants to run again. So I think he's going to do it. He's doing it. Okay, here's this poll. This is at Breitbart. Trump ties Biden with suburban women. A massive setback for the Democrat president. And it shows the illustration here is a picture of a whole bunch of lovely women waving their Trump flags and wearing their Trump regalia. And here's the article. Former President Trump surged to a dead heat with President Joe Biden among suburban women. Now, if you've been following the polls, folks, you know this. Why this is devastating. Probably the group where Biden was winning, the only group where Donald Trump didn't have a lead, was suburban women. Well, of course, blacks too. Blacks are still in the Democrat corner, but not nearly the 10-to-1 way in which they used to be, 20-to-1. Now they're in like a 3-to-1. And that's game over for the Democrats. But now the suburban women join the blacks because they, he surged to a dead heat. An ABC Ipsos poll found in May, reversing another key demographic that previously favored Biden. Trump and Biden are tied 45% to 45% among suburban women, who are typically seen as not persuadable, the poll found. Well, that's interesting. Not persuadable. I don't know what that means. Among suburban men, Trump leads Biden by 8 points, 49% to 41. Okay. Here's Trump's strength grew since 2023 among suburban women. In April of 2023, so that's a year ago, 54% of white suburban women supported Biden and 41% supported Trump. Look at that turnaround. Look at that. Biden has sagged from 54 to 45. Trump has surged from 41 to 45. That was a Wall Street poll a year ago. That 13-point gap has now closed. White suburban women in 2020 backed Biden to help unseat Trump, The Hill reported in June of 2023. Here's the reporting at The Hill. Suburban women, white women, have largely turned their backs on Republicans since the former president was elected in 2016. 53% of suburban women said they voted for Democrats in 2018, up from 47% in 2014. Okay, so now let's just go back to what we were just listening to a moment ago. I just encountered here a clip of the president arriving at the Miami Grand Prix. Let's just see what it sounds like. A lot of people around him.
For anyone struggling with sciatic nerve pain, do not drink cold water.
Okay. Okay, here it is. Sorry about the ad. We'll come right back to the president after this break.
I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free-range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork. Raised the way nature intended.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
States, we're the ones who need it worst. Let the rest of the world help us for change, and let's rebuild America first. Our highways and bridges are falling apart. Who's blessed and who has been cursed? There's things to be done all over the world, but let's rebuild America first.
We're back, folks, and I'm looking at the winner today was an Englishman named Norris. Let me see find his name again. Lando Norris, handsome-looking white guy. His first win ever in Formula One, and he was the last guy that Donald Trump talked to today, the track, when he visited the McLaren. He's a McLaren driver. He visited the McLaren team, and he beat the fellow who's won the last four Formula One races, Max Verstappen. I don't know what country he's from. Could be Dutch, could be German. And that's kind of neat. All right. Where was we? So Donald Trump is doing great with, he's trouncing. Here we go. White suburban women are coming around to Trump. And let's see what the end of the article is. Trump's growing strength among suburban women is mirrored by his increased support among Black and Hispanic voters, two more historically loyal demographics for Democrats. Democrat inroads among those groups of voters deteriorated to the lowest point in 60 years. Polling from Gallup and Siena College recently revealed. Now, remember, these outfits, Gallup, Siena College, and all these others we've been naming, they're not right-wing. They're not. They don't like Donald Trump. And frankly, they don't like the results they're getting. But there's enough residue of honesty that apparently they have to report it. Hispanic and Black men could vote for Trump in proportions not seen in American politics since the 1950s. 30% of Black men intend to vote for Trump in 2024. Wow. Only 12% of Black men voted for Trump in 2020. Now, folks, that's almost a tripling. That's tectonic movement. I mean, something really changed for Black men. And the Black women, they've doubled in their likely polling to vote for Trump. And then among Hispanics, Trump leads Biden by 5 points, 39 to 34. That's fatal. That is fatal. That's okay. Now get this. I mean, come on. Think about it. I know these are just numbers and it can get confusing. But Trump is ahead of Biden with Hispanics, 39 to 34. Do you know what happened in 2020? It's only 4 years ago, 3.5. Biden clobbered Donald Trump. Now, this is hard to believe. I'm looking at it. I have to look at it and think about it. I'm reading this on Breitbart, so this is well-researched, and they're very accurate. Biden beat Trump among Hispanics in 2020, 65 to 32. 65 to 32. The 32 is Donald Trump. The 65 is Biden. Trump has moved up 33 points since 2020. He's at 39%. The 33-point change. Wow. Okay. That went right over my head. All right. Let's go back to the president. This certainly is good news. Okay. Okay, here's another video from the president. Let me refresh it. And click on the president, who has, by the way, he now has how many followers? Finally! 7 million! Hallelujah! All right, we'll be right back.
It'll still last 10 years like they should. 'Cause the best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
HealthSimple with Colorado Shilajit. Fact-bit number two. In Ayurvedic pharmacology, Shilaji is the king, Raja Yoga Vahayana. Raja Yana is one of the comprehensive disciplines of Ayurveda. It comprises of specialized uses of herbal minerals to achieve the optimum state of health. Raja Yana is a path to achieve homeostasis and thus retarding the process of aging and the prevention of diseases. Shilaji stands alone as the king herbal mineral over all other earth-made substances. Within Raja Yana, Shilaji is the ultimate substance that improves quality of plasma and blood. Thus, it strengthens and promotes health to all tissues of the body. Legit Shilaji, like Colorado Shilaji, is as the literal Sanskrit translation implies. Shilaji is the conqueror of mountains and the destroyer of weakness.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org. T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name. 'Cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in no ghetto, just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Well, I'm out to find me a wealthy woman in a line of work that don't take no diploma. I ain't got much to lose, but got a lot to gain. Well, some might call me a good time fella. I ain't black and I ain't a yellow, just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Yeah, I don't want no handout living, and don't want a part of anything they're giving. I'm proud and white, and I got a song to sing. Well, I've said a few things, and I'll admit it. If you want to get,
you want to get ahead, you got to hump and get it. Well, here we are, humping and getting it. James in Vancouver is with us. Hi, James.
Yeah, Christy Noem shot her puppy and was angry at him, and shot her goat too.
Yeah, I mean, what, but yeah, but that's terrible. And then, but also additionally making her unfit to get anywhere near the Oval Office.
I think she's going to shoot me too.
Well, she shoot the country. She bragged about this in her autobiography. I mean, you know, if you're, you know, you're sitting there, you're composing your book, you're writing your book, your story. You can write anything you want, and out of all the material of her life and what she's seen as governor of South Dakota, she comes up with, I shot my dog. Really?
You got a problem.
I mean, if that's how, if that's what she's got for a brain, I don't want her anywhere near the nuclear football.
Well, there you go.
Anyway, so here we are.
That's worse than Pence.
Yeah.
Pence is a backstabber.
Yeah. Let's the president has put up a whole raft of posts in the last 10 minutes. So he's busy posting away here as we sit here. In the last 5 minutes, he's put up at least 15 posts. My goodness. I'm just going to scroll through them. Here's one. Let's see. Here's the president talking about his experience in court today. So that's something we want to hear. Let me find it. We will get there. Let's see. Okay. President, where are you? Okay, we'll get to his latest statement. Oh, my goodness. It's a posting tornado. So I had a pretty good grip on it a few minutes ago. Okay, I think I've got it. Here it is.
So we just found out the government just said that they want 2 to 3 more weeks. That means they want to keep me off the trail for 2 to 3 more weeks. Now, anybody in there would realize that there's no case. They don't have a case. Every legal scholar says they don't have a case. This is just a political witch hunt. It's election interfering. And this is really, truly election interference, and it's a disgrace. It's a disgrace. And in every poll, I'm leading by a lot. And they figure maybe they can do something here. Maybe they can do. This case should be over. This case should have never been brought. By the way, Alvin Bragg didn't want to bring the case. Your previous DA didn't bring the case. The FEC said they threw it away. They said, you got to be kidding. Southern District didn't bring the case. Nobody brought the case. And then Alvin Bragg brought the case as soon as, when I'm running and leading, that's when they decided, let's go bring a case. So it's a disgrace. But we just heard 2 to 3 more weeks. I thought they were finished today. And they are finished today if you look at what's happening. I thought they were going to be finished today, and they want 2 to 3 more weeks. The judge asked them, and playing right into the judge's hands. The judge is so happy about 2 to 3 more weeks. Because they all want to keep me off the campaign trail. That's all this is about. This is about election interference. How do we stop it? And it's a disgrace. And then you have the other thing that maybe is even more disgraceful is the gag order, where I can't basically, I have to watch every word I tell you people. You ask me a question, a simple question, I'd like to give it, but I can't talk about it. Because this judge has given me a gag order and said you'll go to jail if you violate it. And frankly, you know what? Our Constitution is much more important than jail. It's not even close.
Now, did you hear that? What the president just told us, I'm willing to go to jail for this SOB, this fake judge, this communist tyrant, this Soros operative. I'm willing to, if for the country, that's no problem for me. I'll go to jail. And so
double his chances of winning.
Yeah.
His chances of winning.
Yeah, well, certainly I would expect that not double his chance of winning, which is a mathematical impossibility, but he would, I think he would get even stronger. To your point, yes, he would get even stronger. And imagine, what kind of a jail sentence can a piece of garbage like Juan Miguel Merchan, what kind of jail sentence can he give Donald Trump for talking, for defending himself? You know, it has to be something like, it has to be a very small sentence, like a few days in jail. Can you imagine the firestorm, the earthquake that would occur if they led Donald Trump away in handcuffs and he sat in a jail cell in New York City with felons.
That would be
murders.
Prime time. That would be prime time TV.
Yeah. He'd go into a jail full of murderers that Alvin Bragg is falling all over himself to release. Falling all over himself not to try. But Donald Trump, he said he said something not nice to me and to Judge Merchan. So since we're a third world country, since this is a banana republic, just like the Colombia from which where Merchan was born, since
right.
we're now Colombia, well, then I don't care if you're the president of the United States. I don't care if you're the most powerful and greatest man on earth. I'm Judge Juan Miguel Merchan, and I'm sending you to jail right now.
Well, that's equal opportunity for you.
Yeah,
equal
yeah.
opportunity people got degrees, but they got low IQs.
Yeah, I mean, can you believe
that? Get into trouble for that.
Yeah, can you believe the machismo of this punk judge? And of course, you know that
I am the judge.
I am the judge. You're going to jail.
I only have a B average, but I passed, or C average.
You say my court not fair. How you say that? How you say that? Gringo.
Gringo,
you go to jail.
Gringo, yeah. You go to jail.
I mean, you know, the rest of the world is just laughing, folks. They're just, they can't even believe it. And this
well,
is,
the
I mean,
Russians
this is,
are, for sure. The Russians
yeah,
are. That's the rest
there's
of the
no,
world, right?
There's no case. There's no nothing. And they're going to keep him there for a couple more weeks. But notice Donald Trump today, he managed to get over to the Miami Grand Prix, which I think is a street race. I think it goes past the big bleachers, but I think they go through the streets of Miami. He managed to get there. He gave a send-off. The last guy he spoke, wishing him luck. Ah, he won! All right, let's go to the next piece by the president. Here's one. Here's one he put up 5 hours ago. I haven't heard it. It says, "How bad is it?" And this is a clip from TV. So I'm going to hear it for the first time with you. How bad is it? Well, okay, here it goes. Well, maybe here it doesn't go. What I'm going to do, this is something I've had to do at Truth Social, and it's not a fault of Truth Social. It appears that you can't jump in and out and reactivate something you already played. You have to, okay, let's try. How bad is it again? Here we go.
What's going on? Electricity, 25% increase. Auto insurance up 33%. Used cars up 35%. Hotels up 15%. Groceries, this matters, up 25%. And this is a big one. You need $11,434 additional just to maintain the same living standard that you had in 2021. Did y'all get a raise?
No.
Between now and then? But that's what's happening. Rent is up 30%. Mortgage rates doubled. It's
wow.
getting worse, not better. So what do you tell yourself about what you're going to do, how you're going to go about climbing out of this? Because we're headed in the wrong direction.
All that, ladies and gentlemen, and everyone else, that is called Bidenomics.
Okay. Now, what that was, that clip was, I know, was that Dr. Phil? I mean, I plead ignorance here. I think that's Dr. Phil. And, yeah. And the guy who was on with, what's her name? You can tell I don't watch TV. But anyway, he is. It's breaking out all over. People are noticing. All right, let's go to the next one. Okay. All right, I don't know what this one is. The president put it up, so it must be interesting. The president put it up 5 hours ago. There's an old guy in the picture. I don't know who he is, but let's see what the president... He wants us to listen to it.
I'm Dick Van Dyke. Oh. You may remember me. I used to fall down a lot on purpose. I don't speak up a lot, but there's something on my mind that I wanted to talk about. You know, our Supreme Court has delayed any decision about a president's immunity, and at the same time, they have stalled everything so that Donald Trump's path back to the White House is pretty clear now. And when that happened, both of the cable network stations printed headlines, corrupt. Our Supreme Court is corrupt. And then nothing. Silence.
Now, okay, so the old guy here, shame on me for not recognizing him, is a guy we all know, especially if you're as old as I am, Dick Van Dyke. I mean, he was all over the TV. And now he's an old guy like me, and you can sort of see under the beard, you can see Dick Van Dyke sitting out on his patio somewhere in the sun, probably either Florida or California or Arizona, some sunny place. Let's listen to some more of what he has to say, but this is spontaneous. This is like so many things that are appearing out of the blue. People just, like Dr. Phil, they have to speak out.
Not another word been spoken about it by anybody. They dropped the subject as if they'd been squelched. At the same time, for some reason, our college students, out of the blue, became very concerned about what's happening in the Middle East. I'm beginning to feel a little manipulated.
And notice what he says, at the very same time that all the news media just drops the reporting they don't want to make, all of a sudden, all over the United States, George Soros-sponsored finance students start rioting all over the country. Now, once again, of course, this isn't going to work either. This latest stunt isn't going to work any better than any of the others. It's backfiring big on them. America is seeing, you saw Joe Scarborough wringing his hands. He was distraught because he sensed this is a real loser of a tactic. Having students all over the country breaking the windows and fighting the cops.
With magic sleeping bags.
Yeah, smelly encampments.
And food by Uber.
And it gets
Uber
even
is
better.
Delivering them food.
Yeah, the fraternity guys are standing up to these wokesters and tearing their camps apart and tearing apart their stupid umbrellas. This is here's the last 5 seconds of Dick Van Dyke.
Somehow, think about it, will you? Thanks.
Think about it. I'm beginning to feel a bit manipulated, he says. Okay, here's another one from the president. Looks like it's just a video of a riot. I'll skip that one. Here's the president coming out of the court today. I'll skip that one. We already heard something of what he said. I mean, Donald Trump is just... Here's a picture of him at the Miami Formula One race today, and the crowd going wild. And you know what the lamestream media reporting? I looked at one of their headlines, how they covered the president's hugely popular appearance at the Miami Grand Prix. Their lead was, crowd is bewildered by the president's disheveled hair. The crowd is bewildered by the disheveled hair of Donald Trump's, probably wind blowing.
What's
okay?
that supposed to mean?
Yeah, I mean,
some woke guy.
writing a headline.
Yeah, I mean, they're so desperate. They have to write about his hairdo. And that the crowd is distraught. The crowd is bewildered. Oh, my God, Martha, look at the president's hair. The wind is blowing. His hair is blowing. Oh, my God, Martha, we can't vote for him. This is how desperate they are.
You know what the girls at Columbia University are singing now?
No. Save it for right after. Till after. Okay, we'll come right back, folks. And everybody thought that they'd breathe their last, except John.
Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big John.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in, and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
When I was a little boy, Mama said to me,
"Okay, we're back, folks. A little bit of time left, and the president posted a couple of things here. A couple of our enemies have left the scene and resigned, and good news. And the president shares that good news with us. The head of ABC, Kimberly Godwin, G-O-D-W-I-N, she resigned. And the president says, good riddance. And she is a Trump hater. She calls Trump a racist, you name it. And Look at how Wikipedia treats her. For their biography, they don't give her age. They don't give anything. Here it is. Two lines. Actually, it's just two phrases. Education, Florida A&M University, BA. Occupation, network executive and journalist. That's it. No birthplace, no birth date, no nothing, no family, no history of her. This is that kind
a
of
non-person.
A yeah, non-person. But this yeah. No, they're not going to give you the reality about Kimberly Godwin. So here's what the president says. He says about her, and notice it. Happy to report, he says, that Kim Godwin, head of ABC, has resigned. Could it be the unfair reporting on everything Trump? In any event, good riddance. Hopefully somebody else will be able to control George Slopidopoulos. President, Stephanopoulos, he spells Slopidopoulos, and the rest of the fake news thugs over at ABC. Best wishes, Kim. And then here's another one. Great news for the Republican Party, the president writes today. Rhino lawyer Charlie Spies, S-P-I-E-S, kind of funny, as in spies, is out as chief counsel of the RNC. I wish him well, which is another way of saying go to hell. So that all came today. Okay, we'll close here with, we got maybe a minute or two. We'll close with Mark Levin. This is posted by the president. It's from Life, Liberty, and Levin. I assume this last weekend. Here's Mark Levin talking about something the president wants us to hear.
So this is who Joe Biden is. And now his focus is on Donald Trump. How do I destroy Donald Trump? And in Politico, they leak. Biden blasts Trump as a despicable danger to democracy. See, and see, the man who has fought integration, who has supported racism and segregation, the most anti-Semitic president in American history, who's undermining the state of Israel, who's attacking the prime minister of Israel day in and day out, and wants an arrest warrant issued against him, by the notorious ICC, a man who will not let Israel defeat Hamas.
Okay. We're not going to get to Mark Levin's conclusion, but you can see where he was going.
Right.
Maybe we'll catch, if I can remember to do it, we'll catch the rest of Mark Levin tomorrow. And let's see what, the president will be back in court. And let's see how he, comes up with something to get around Juan Merchan. We'll see you tomorrow night.
Thanks, James.
Stay tuned for that. See you tomorrow night, James. So long.
Thank you. Hello.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you